Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You. I can't believe it's the last segment of the show. Before we went to break, we were talking about savings, the savings that we've had because of, you know, not leaving the house. Now, there's expenses because if you're a shopper online, you're getting things and it's not as easy to return. That's the one trick. It's like sometimes, you know, it's very easy to return. You get a free label, but you know what? You can return to, because I've done that as well. You just put it in, drop it off at a UPS box and you're good to go, or that kind of a thing. But are there any other areas that, Otto, you've saved?
Well, I think I mentioned eating out. I don't know if that was in between or what, but
yeah, you would.
Eating out is definitely a cost factor.
Right.
There's a lot of things. I mean, you can't go to the movies. You can't go bowling.
Entertainment
a lot of forms of entertainment, right, which we were doing, on a regular basis. And the cash part of it that you point out, I hardly use any cash. I mean, if I'll go, like I may once in a while put the mask on, go to a deli and get a bacon and egg sandwich with a mask on. And you need a dollar to tip in the box. And I look and I hardly have a dollar in there because ATM gives you 20s all the time.
Right.
So you're sitting there with a $20 bill and you really want to tip somebody at least a dollar, because that's how they make a living. But cash is like, it just sits there, to be blunt about it. But the other part of it is cash is a funny thing. And the people I do the work with are very involved with cash. They make these products called smart safes, where money is put into the safe in the back of a store like a Wawa or a 7-Eleven. All of them have smart safes. And the money goes into the safe. It goes into a lock box. And the money is automatically added to their bank account. But where I'm going with this whole thing is that there's a whole big thing about cash being a little bit dirty.
Yes.
Concerned about it with COVID. So people.
Yeah, that's frankly why, because I never have cash in a normal situation. I'm like, my husband always yells at me because I literally, it's just something that, and when I do, it's it's such an exciting day.
But
he was saying that, and because he never uses credit. He's usually the cash guy. You could always count on Jay to have cash, and pay in cash. So it's been a major change for him to constantly be using a credit card because it was a no cash zone, in our house. God forbid you touch change. Don't even go near change.
And that's why, Project Independence Transportation,
right,
the town is paying for, solely because they didn't want people exchanging cash at all.
Yeah.
It's a cashless operation, probably through the end of the summer, because money does have a lot of germs. So
and you always hear that, that's always kind of the thing, even not in this current society. So now, which is something that was certainly important to
Well, I've done a little homework on it because the outfit that I'm involved with looks at that, because they are very involved with cash. And there are countries now that actually in their treasury or wherever it is, I use the word laundering money, but it's from a point of cleaning the money.
Cleaning.
They actually wash and clean the money. And there's a market now for products for cleaning money.
I have that, I've talked about it before. Before all this, my mom bought it for Jay Christmas time, this little device called a phone soap. And you can put your cell phone in it. So Jay, cause he was germophobia to begin with, just loves, at the end of the day, you just throw it in there and you could literally put anything in there though. So anything that fits in there. So we've thrown money in there. We put our credit cards in there, keys, if they could fit in there. So it's all these, and it's cool. It's a little compact box that has a UV light, and it sanitizes. So
Well, a lot of the places now where you use a credit card, I mean, frankly, I use a credit card. If I buy a cup of coffee in 7-Eleven, I use a credit card. I don't see any reason why not. Yeah. You know, if you pay it at the end of the month, great. But where I'm going with this is a lot of them now are shifting to the idea where you do not hand your credit card to anybody.
Right, you just insert it.
And I think that's the direction they ought to all be going in.
Yeah,
I agree. You know? Yeah, I saw that. I said that because some places, it blows my mind, are still like having you sign for things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I signing for this? If this place doesn't make me sign for it, like, why on earth do I have to now pick up your dirty like pen and sign that?
You're
so
right.
I don't get, I feel like across the board, there needs to be something, you know, that is just like, if some, you know, I'm saying clearly some businesses are able to do it. So I don't know what makes the difference about that. So it's all these little things and hopefully they kind of stick because if you think about it, those things are kind of just germy to begin with, you know?
I was thinking like, you know, how we're going to, I mean, you don't want to say if this happens again, you know what I mean? But yeah. It could, if we learn from it, and it can happen again to this degree.
Right, I agree.
We have things in place. But that being said, I also want to give a shout out. So we gave a shout out to IT department. We gave a shout out to North Hempstead TV. But let's like WCWP.org. We're here because, you know, for how many years have we been airing Project Independence?
Yeah, because Dan knew I was like already going to have like full breakdown like the couple of weeks that we couldn't do anything. So the fact that we were able to do this, you know, and, you know, we say this every week, we've had, and that's a positive that's come out of this, because people were home and able to kind of do these things virtually, not have to, you know, commute from different places to our studio, we were able to really during this time and continue to do so, have on amazing guests, you know, and it was timely. We had to revamp the whole schedule because we really wanted to have guests on who were pertaining to all different aspects of what was going on specifically in this, because as we know, everything was changing, you know, at like a rapid pace. So it was really a cool kind of form. And I just want to also say, we mentioned next week we're going to have, you know, aging place issues during challenging times, but the following week we have Senator Anna Kaplan on. And then the following week after that, we have the Nassau County Executive, Laura Curran, is going to be on the show. So two amazing women.
Right. Wonderful.
I'm excited to hear, you know, what they're, you know, because I could only imagine everything that went on in their end. You know, we know a little bit of it. So it's just an exciting thing that we're able to do this and really get the information out there. And we've also been putting videos that we're able to get on North Hempstead TV. They're also on the website now. I just got IT to figure out a way to upload them to our Project Independence website. So if you want to watch a video, you can watch the video when it's available, obviously. So these are all great. You know, these are the positives of this experience.
Is there a way that, you know, I'm not looking for a negative here, but people who've actually gone through COVID, you know, where they've family member, they or somebody has gone through the process, if you will, and not everybody does well. The long-term effects of it apparently are not totally known yet, you know, and there's nothing fun about the whole thing. And, you know, if you hit people, like I've watched people on TV a little bit who've gone through it, who were in the category where they didn't wear masks and they were at the beach with 3,000 people and all of a sudden they got hit and their whole view changed quite a bit. I think those kinds of things are important for people to get that message, you know.
Why learn the lesson the hard way when you can avoid it? Like,
there's this really great Facebook site called Survivor Corpse, I believe is the name. And it has all different, you know, news and people's stories. You know, and a lot of them are, you know, obviously Survivor, it's like uplifting kind of things, you know, some are, but it's a great forum for that kind of information. Because I said my best friend had it, you know, so she was, luckily, everything was well with her. But it's just certain things that, it's a great place, but I would highly recommend.
Because, you know, you have people who had it tested positive and that aren't symptomatic.
Yeah.
Right? Like your friend, right? Wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, listen, my best friend, Sandra, she has asthma, you know, before that. She works. She's an essential worker in a group home. So obviously she's in a very tight-knit, you know, doing hands-on kind of stuff. She was tired. You know, she felt, you know, but it wouldn't be so out of the norm. And I mean, listen, on top of all this, my allergies were like through the roof, like right. during this whole time too. So it's like, you don't know what is what. And, but she felt, you know, some days she felt, but it wasn't so out of the norm, you know, for normal things. And the only reason she got tested, frankly, was because one of the clients in the group home, was tested, but, you know, went to had some ailment, and then they had tested and found out. So then she had to get tested. You know, but like I said, she was asymptomatic, you know, pretty much for the whole thing.
One of my granddaughters had it back in February, and she went into a walk-in, you know, one of the medical urgent medical care places. And at that time, they diagnosed it as a flu-like virus.
Right.
That was a lot of people.
So it went back a little earlier than March 16th or whatever.
Oh, definitely.
The bottom line is that she was tested, and yes, she did have it. And, you know, the bad thing about that is not knowing that it can be spreading it to other people without wanting to do that.
Yeah.
It's just so many reasons why people ought to take the time and wear a mask. You know, I saw a video of somebody having to have a ventilator. It's, God almighty, that's the worst.
I mean, yeah, listen, my dad was on. I mean, I saw, you know, years ago my dad, and it was a horrible thing to see. And like I said, yes, wearing a mask is not ideal. No one is like, oh, I can't wait to put my mask on. But it's such a simple thing to really, that goes so far, and not only protects, you know, just the world, right? So if everyone just played their part and just did it, you know, look, I mean, if we look at New York alone and how things have, you know, been going, hopefully you know, if we all just wear a mask, wash your hands, wear a mask, you know, it's really simple kind of things that can be done.
I mean, it said, if you don't like wearing a mask, you're really going to hate you're really going to hate the ventilator.
Yeah, no, for real though. Like that's and like I said, the fact that, you know, if you go to an outdoor restaurant or you're outside eating, you know, you just have to wear it to a bathroom. Or something, you know, if you're walking, you know, once you're at the table, you don't have to wear it, you know, like, so it's like you're not being forced to have a mask on 24/7, you know, it's just in these situations. So the fact that people still won't just do that, you know, when you're in a crowded place or can socially distance, just blows my mind.
Yeah.
On so many levels. So
yeah, I don't get it.
Wear a mask.
We are definitely getting near the end. We probably have a minute or two, 45 seconds. Oh my God. You know, it was a very informative show, a great talk of the town. Christina Liu, Otto, great to be guest hosting today.
Yes, and thank you, Beck, for guest hosting. It's always fabulous to have you with us.
My pleasure. And you've been listening to Project Independence in You right here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM, and have a great weekend.